Welcome to Evolve Live Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. This podcast shines a light on experiences of people in the private and public sectors. You'll hear how overcoming obstacles has shaped their perspectives and made them better prepared to meet new challenges. Here is your host of Success Through Adversity, the publisher of Evolve Magazine, Howard Hawley.
Hello, and welcome to Editor's Voice. I'm Howard Hawley, publisher of Evolve Magazine. With me to talk about the new issue of Evolve's Greater Daytona Edition is the editor, John Guthrie. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Howard. This edition is extremely close to me.
In what way?
Well, I have three dogs. And so every time we were looking at these articles, I was thinking, I was learning, and I was thinking, you know, what am I doing for my dog? And when you think about pets, we have to go way beyond dogs, though, because they're all types of pets. And I think the editorial board did a good job of kind of bouncing around to different areas of pet healthcare.
So interestingly, the issue is the business of pets. But I don't think most people think of pets as a business.
No, but look at Chewy. You know, I had a good friend who posted a picture of a box completely destroyed at her house by her dog from Chewy. So Chewy has brought the pet business to the forefront.
Right.
Brilliant.
Right.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. So one of the things is you've got a infographic in there that speaks to the business of pets and how much money is spent. Were you surprised at the results?
I was, because you don't think about the billions when you think about pet industries. But when you think about going to the vet and you think about the level of care they provide for your animals, you can see how quickly, in a lot of cases, we may spend more time, energy, and resources against our pets than we do ourselves or our loved ones.
Sure. What was your epiphany, John, for this?
For this episode, you know what really, or this this edition really inspired me was the ability for someone to take somebody that they, something they really enjoy, which is walking dogs in this case, and turning it into kind of a cottage industry with 25 employees at one time, all walking dogs. I think that's really cool.
So I did a podcast with her, which will coincide with the magazine in the next couple of weeks. And what a story, John.
Unbelievable.
And she's got 25 team members, I believe is her term, and 500 clients.
Yeah.
Now, who would have funked it?
I never would have. In a city, I would believe it. You know, and I said in my letter, I said, you know, you see people walking six dogs and you're wondering how the heck they do that. Some people are just dog whisperers. Let's face it, Howard. But she can't, I mean, it's amazing that that kind of an industry is out there, and I see it all the time. People are always looking for it. So, you know, it goes to say, if you listen to the market and think about it creatively, there's an opportunity.
Well, I think your point is that the concept of entrepreneurship and business and starting a business, all you have to do is solve a problem.
Right. That's exactly right. And our end of life care article is exactly that. Dr. Mendez. I mean, end of life services at your home. That is, I can't tell you all the times I've had to load up the pet, take the pet to the vet, have the discussion, make the decision, drive home alone. You know, I mean, being able to bring those lasting memories to the house and being able to spend time with really a family member, you know, is an interesting thing. And who would have thought that was a business? But to your point, it was a need.
Yeah.
And there we are, a business that is across the country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there was also the fish tank.
Yeah, great story.
Tell me more and tell our listeners more
about
that.
Well, I guess here's the crazy part. The staff at the fish tank have been here well over 40 years. So it's an institution. And they are committed to raising the next generation of fish lovers, which I never thought about. You know, we need the next generation of fish lovers. So their love of the hobby, the relationship, everything that goes into being in the aqua pet world, their goal is just to pass it on, and they pass it on one fish at a time. Amazing.
Yeah, it really is. So one of the things, John, that you and I discussed is the funny thing about social media. If you want eyeballs, just put a puppy.
Dogs and babies. That's what we joke about. That's exactly. We have therapy dogs at the hospital. If we put them on there, it blows up with engagement. Babies the same way.
Exactly.
And, you know, there's a recent documentary I saw on why the dog became man's best friend, supposedly, which I think they are very close to us. And it's because they have a gene in them that understands compassion and empathy.
Exactly.
And so
it's just built
I think
in.
They're practically family. Mm-hmm. They really are.
So one of the other things that I want to tee on, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the next issue, is this bringing pets to work.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. Is that really happening? And it's not about comfort animals.
It's about companionship.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in baseball in Michigan, we had our groundskeeper had a bull mastiff named Libby, who laid by the door. You know, I mean, it becomes your mascot.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. So it is a comfort. It's companion. I know that Joey Durrance, who's married to Kaylee Durrance, who works with me, he brings his dog, Harvey, everywhere. You know, that kind of thing is what we all kind of dream of.
And is that where business is going to be more acceptable about those types of situations?
I don't know. I certainly think that as people have had pets in general as not necessarily therapy, but, you know, pets to cope with different issues, I think we're going to have to be more and more open to it. And with the things that are happening with the work at home versus the not work at home, I think my whole crew would love to have one dog that we just hung out with. You know, there's a calming feeling of dogs, cats, whatever it may be, you know, that they bring and maybe a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's a good thing for the work environment. It doesn't work everywhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have 20 therapy dogs who go around and do nothing but spread love at the hospital. Yeah. And that's a great thing.
Yeah. We were out somewhere and we walked in. I forget where we were. And they had a whole camp, a little mini camp. And we could barely get through being drawn over to the dogs and the owners introducing us to their dogs and things. And I think what you're saying is almost a department pet.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what we all need, right?
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah. So, John, tell me about the next issue. What's the theme for the next issue, and what should people be looking forward to?
Well, you know, sustainability is an interesting topic these days. There's sustainability from an environmental stance. There's a sustainability from a demographic stance. There are a lot of different sustainability pieces. And we tackled this once, I think year one.
Yeah. I think it was year one or two.
I think it was year one. Mm-hmm. And we were kind of all across the board on it. And what the board is really learning is that we need to take a more purposeful stand in sustainability from an environmental standpoint. We've seen things recently with the recent storms we've had and things. And so I think this magazine or this editorial or this group of articles is really going to capture what's happening in people's minds. Do you build here? Should you build here? What kinds of things should we be thinking about when we build? So there are some successes again, in the area that lead to sustainability. Mm-hmm. But the big thing we learned is, as we were brainstorming, is we need more.
Yeah.
We need more. We're not doing enough.
Yeah, I think it's such an important theme, particularly for businesses, but also for families.
Absolutely.
You know, how do you sustain, you know, your family? What do you do today to keep everyone connected tomorrow?
That's right. Connection, technology.
Yep.
The landscape, politically, economically, there are things out there, but it has to be purposeful.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the key word is purposeful sustainability in the next issue or set of articles.
Good. Looking forward to that. So, you know, John, in May of next year, we'll be starting our eighth year.
That's crazy.
Of publishing Evolve in the greater Daytona region. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. So
kudos to you for having the vision and to keep it going.
Well, kudos to you, because when I first met you, you said your hope was that we could sustain this over years because it hadn't been done before for a business publication. Well, hey, man, we did it.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. All right, everyone. This is Howard Holley, publisher of Evolve Magazine, and this has been Editor's Voice with our Greater Daytona Edition editor, John Guthrie. Thank you, John, and goodbye, everyone.
This has been Evolve Live's Success Through Adversity podcast, presented by Flagler Health Plus. Subscribe to listen to more podcasts at evolve-success.com/subscribe. Send your comments to editor@evolvemagazinesflorida.com.